Bratislava, New Delhi. India and Slovakia have elevated their bilateral relationship to a comprehensive partnership, opening a new chapter in cooperation across key sectors including defense, digital technology, labor mobility, education, and energy. The milestone was announced following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico during Modi's historic visit to Bratislava, the first ever by an Indian Prime Minister. The two leaders oversaw the signing of 11 agreements aimed at expanding cooperation and strengthening economic, strategic, and people-to-people ties. They also expressed support for the early implementation of the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, FTA, which is expected to significantly boost trade and investment between India and Europe. Addressing a joint media briefing, Prime Minister Modi said the decision to elevate ties reflected the growing trust and shared ambitions of the two nations. "Our partnership is built on common values, shared priorities, and a vision for the future. We have decided to take our relationship to a higher level through a comprehensive partnership," Modi said. Focus on defense, energy, and technology. Among the key outcomes of the visit was a letter of intent on defense cooperation, aimed at enhancing collaboration between the defense industries of both countries. Modi described defense ties as a reflection of the strong strategic understanding between India and Slovakia. The two sides also agreed to deepen cooperation in energy security, including nuclear energy and geothermal power, while exploring opportunities in advanced manufacturing, railways, automobiles, and green technologies. The agreements signed during the visit are expected to strengthen collaboration in digital innovation, higher education, quantum communication, and labor mobility. Support for India-EU Trade Pact. Modi thanked Slovakia for its support in advancing the India-EU Free Trade Agreement and said both sides would work towards its earliest implementation. Prime Minister Fico welcomed the Trade Pact, calling it one of the most ambitious agreements ever negotiated by the European Union. He assured Slovakia's full support for its implementation, saying it would create new opportunities for businesses and investors. Strong stand against terrorism. The two leaders strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terrorism, and denounced the recent terror attack in Pahalgam. India and Slovakia agreed to establish a joint working group on counter-terrorism to strengthen cooperation against terror threats. They also called for decisive international action against terrorists and organizations designated by the United Nations. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to holding perpetrators, organizers, and sponsors of terrorism accountable and pledged support for the early adoption of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism at the United Nations. Backing UN reforms, Modi and Fico also stressed the need for reforms in global institutions, particularly the UN Security Council. Slovakia reiterated its support for India's bid for permanent membership in a reformed and expanded Security Council. The leaders further highlighted the growing importance of the Indo-Pacific region and agreed to work together in promoting regional connectivity, open trade, freedom of navigation, and the peaceful resolution of disputes.